Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the street, they call it.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my
name ready. Hey! Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom,
send
that
Shalom,
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav Vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Ase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu, as they enter the kedase kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth soared and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Rewind and come back, Selector.
אדוני, נריע לצור ישענו, נקדמה פניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו, אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעת, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו, כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מצא במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, וכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה. הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו. יעלו שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה, קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו, ועיר וברכיו תבל, רעתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונת נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה. הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. מזמור צד תת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו. קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום, 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 בשלום.
Exodus 20:8, Masoretic Hebrew, Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, LeKadosho, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. Remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant. It, a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki sheshet hayamim asah Yahuwah et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz u'avayom ha'shvi'i shavat shavat vayinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam, for I v'le'olam. Ki yeshesheta yamim asah Yahuwah, for in 6 days. Ki yeshesheta yamim, he who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et ha-shamayim, the heavens, ve'et ha-aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, uvayom ha-shvi'i, and on the seventh day, uvayom ha-shvi'i, shavata vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, 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 Wayinafash, Wayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, Wayinafash, Naf, 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 Naf.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, speak to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons, saying, on this wise ye all shall bless the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, saying to them, Dabir il Aharon wa il Benaiah wa lemor, koh, 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 tivarku. Tevarku et bnei Yisrael amor lahem, 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 lahem. The Yahweh bless thee and keep thee, thee, thee. Ye barekeka Yahuwah, we yisha mereka, ka, ka, ka. The Yahweh make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious to thee, Yair Yahuwa Panayo Leka, we are Huneka. The Yahweh, he who be, we be, lift up his countenance upon the eye and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace, 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 peace. Yisa Yahuwah Panayo Leka, we Yasem Leka, Shalom. And they shall put my name upon the Bnei Yisrael, and I will bless them. We sa'u'et shimi al Bnei Yisrael wa'ani barikem. And here,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin nekha tatir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin nekha tatir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barkhem, Tahare, Rachemi. Bless them, bless them, purify them, pity them, barkein, tahrein, rachemein, sidkateka tamida, may your righteousness always reward, them, always. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida ge'e le aneka bene zokreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show aden, kavir ushma, ushaik aden, yodea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets, yodea ta elumot, baruch shem kovod malkuto leolam oed, blessed is the name of his majesty, of his noble kingdom, forever and ever.
Ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart. From your heart.
לך דודי, דודי, דודי. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shapati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa he will be Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwa Echad, Ushmo Echad, Lichem Ula Kitareta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayanai fame. Likadodi Likratiakala, Pene Shapati and Kabbalah. Oh, come, let us make Ayanai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath hot Shabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath hot Shabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Leka dodi likrati akala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala. Pnei shabati nekapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala. Pnei shabati nekapala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, speak, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath ha-shabbat, the Senbet greet. Greet.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yes, 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 holy rest, Yah bless.
Do ya have massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
No, someone massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Bemezmor David, Bitnahule. Besama Abba, well, women fest Kadu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Hyatu, Kibber the Selama, we hide in the Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja, where you are, where? Ajaja, where you are, where? Hey, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Come on.
and better the im negere Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Ab wa walid wa menfes kadus ahadu amlak ze kedamit ye kedamit besen bed ken meskel abra samayin bekwakbet shalleme kohulum yilk sahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekwakbet Shalom. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes. Shabbat shalom, Sembet salam. So right here we're at the 35th degree of the sabbatical study for Naso. Literally in the Hebrew, lift. The fuller phrase is Naso et Rosh, lift up the head. But it's often translated as take the sum. So what do we have here for the TJIF? We're going to share both the fifth and the sixth day's reading right here, just to kind of go over, get an ear as we're coming up on the Shabbat day. The day, know ye not that there are 12 hours in the day? The words of Robeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ. So here we have Psalm 93 here in the season, Psalm 93, today's daily psalm. And one should be familiar, some of the Chabarim, no doubt, that Psalm 93 is the Friday evening, the evening psalm that's appointed to be read, recited, to be chanted. And this is based on the Temple of Jerusalem, you know, before pre-70 AD, and has been incorporated, you know, in Yehudi and prayer circles, and also the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We find that these same psalms are also the evening psalms in the true church and the professing Ethiopian Tewahedo church. So right here we have day five, or the fifth reading that we often kind of, okay, here's what it is. It's the Torah reading and feeding. On the Shabbat day, there are seven readings called aliyot, like going up, like offerings. So therefore, we read and seek to study, you know, a aliyah a day. So there are seven aliyahs for the Torah reading and feeding. So we have the day one from the first day they call Sunday, moving forward till we reach the seventh, the Shabbat day. And on the Sabbath day, those seven readings are presented. So here we'd like to share the fifth day reading, Numbers chapter 7. Verses 1 to 41, the fifth aliyah, and also the sixth aliyah, the sixth going up offering reading, Numbers chapter 7, verses 42 to 71. So a kind of an overview right here, right? So each reading, right, each aliyah, you know, has some of the main items that's addressed in the aliyah, so we can you know, chew the cud of the manna, the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread. So in the fifth reading, in the fifth aliyah, we have Moshe. Moshe, he finishes setting up HaMishkan, the tabernacle, and anoints it, and he consecrated it. The furnishings, the furniture, the mizbeach, or the mizbechot, the altars, the brazen altar in the outer court, and also we have the golden altar of Aishens within the tent, and its utensils. The chieftains, or the roshim, known as the roshim, right? The rosses, in other words, in Hebrew, the roshim, the rosses, who are like the chieftains, and the nasim, the princes of the tribes, they then brought their offerings. So here's where we get the principle of Hanukkah, right? The Hanukkah. And this is often translated as a like dedication. But in the Hebrew sense, Hanak, which is the root of also Hanok, a.k.a. Enoch, it means to kind of be initiated, a sense of initiating, and also has a sense of learning and study. But in this context, it's like initiating, starting out, right? And therefore, we have the holy day or the holiday of Hanukkah, the Maccabee fighting holiday, when after the desecration of the temple and the altar, you know, these things were renewed or relivicated, we would say as Rastafari, relivicated, they were renewed in that sense. But the term is the Hanukkah. And here we have the Hanukkah, you know, of the Mizbeach, of the altar, initiating, you know, the services of the tabernacle. So the chieftains of the tribes, they then brought their offerings. We have six carts and 12 oxen. And Ha Elohim told Moses, Moshe, to accept them for use by Ha Elohim, by the Ha Elohim, the Levites, in the service, in the Abodah of the tent, the Ohel of meeting, Moed, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, often translated as, you know, the, how does this, the King James Version, the tent of meeting sometimes, but they have the tent of the meeting, the tent of the appointment. We don't have the KJV in front of us right now, but of course we'll compare and contrast. This is still in the fifth reading, the Aliyah, Numbers chapter 7, verse 1 to 41, for Shabbat, for the Sabbath, Naso, Sabbath lift up. KJV, they interpret it as take the sum. So when you read in the King James Version, it will say take the sum. The Hebrew is Naso et Rosh, lift up the head. It begins off with a census, right? He allocated, Moshe going on here in the fifth Aliyah, he allocated two carts. Moses allocated two of the carts and four of the oxen to the Gershonim, to the Gershonites, Gershoni. And the four remaining, the remaining four carts and eight oxen to the Merarim, or the Merari, the Merarites, the Merarites. Now, notice that none were allocated to the Kohathites, the Kohati, to the Kohathites, because the sacred objects of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, they took care of, had to be carried on their shoulders. So remember, the Kohathites are the ones who are the bearers or the carriers of the Aron HaBarit, of the Ark of the Covenant, right? So they're not allotted any of the six carts or the 12 oxen. Right now, these are the Levites. People often confuse, you know, the Levites, right, with the priests. Who's who? All of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. But the Levites are the fellow servants and assistants of the holy place, because Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Ina Elohim, the holy place is their inheritance. This is their service. So this is the distribution here, you know, to the Levites and their roles and their specified functions, the sense of the numbering, the assigning them of their roles and responsibilities. Now, the chieftains are the rank and file Israelites. We're speaking about the 12 tribes, right? The chieftain of the 12 tribes. And then we're speaking about the tribe of Levi.
Now, of course, one would have to stop and say, wait, if there's 12 tribes and then Levi, I thought that's 13. Exactly. But let's go on. Remember, just so that one's on the ponder, muse on it too long, but remember how Jacob had chosen Ephraim and Manasseh as his and told Joseph that whatever other children he had, they would be his, Joseph's, but these two are mine. So we have them as well, Ephraim and Manasseh. Though people refer to them as half tribes, it's very clear that they are included as full tribes in this sense. So we have the 12 tribes and their chieftains, their Roshim, right? Their chiefs, Rosses, heads, and their princes. Then each of them on their successive days. So these offerings were done like day by day. Right? This is where we get also the reading, right? From this Shabbat Naso, we have the reading for the holidays or the memorial holidays of like Hanukkah, right? That's not one of the seven appointed, but it's observed because of the deliverance and giving thanks and praise to Yahuwah. But the principle there in Hanukkah, right, and in the observance is based on these chieftains of the 12 tribes who each of them on successive days brought the same Hanukkah offering, the same livication, initiation offering for HaMizbeach, for the Mizbeach, as one would say Mizbeach, one might say, but HaMizbeach, the altar. What was those same Hanukkah offerings? A silver bowl, a silver basin filled with flour mixed with oil. This is for what they call the meat offering, or more correctly, the meal offering, the mincha. They also brought a golden ladle filled with eishens, a bull, two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five lambs. Something about that number five, Mr. 5x5, Revelation 5 and 5. So here, that is the fullness of day 5, Aliyah reading right there. Then on day 6, right, day 6 for our study during the Shavuah, but the 6th Aliyah on Shabbat, the 6th reading is Numbers chapter 7, verses 42 to 71. In the 6th Aliyah, the chieftains, the Roshim, the Rosses, they continued. It's a continuation of the bringing of the Hanukkah, right, of the livication, the dedication offerings for HaMizbeach, for HaMizbeach. And since we may not bring it forward here, but full on the 7th day, but just to give ones that kind of heads up, the 7th and the final, we could say Aliyah, right, reading is Numbers chapter 7, verses 72 to verse 89. Now, as we mentioned before, this is one of the longest, right? Naso. What is in Naso? Naso, take a census, or literally in the Hebrew, lift up, based on the first distinctive word in the Parsha, where it reads in the Hebrew, Naso et Rosh. Literally, directly, lift up the head. The context, the Hebrew idiom, take the head count, take a census, take a sum. This is the 35th weekly Torah reading and feeding here, right? In I annual, the cycle of the Torah readings, and the second here in the book of Numbers, of Bamidbar. It's called Numbers in the translation from the later Greek Septuagint and other, but the Hebrew perspective is Bamidbar, which means in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Here, this Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat Naso, it constitutes Numbers chapter 4, verses 21 to chapter 7, verse 89. This parsha here, this Torah reading and feeding, it addresses the priestly, the Kohanim duties. This specifically means the sons of Aaron, not the other Levites, but the Levites who are sons of Aaron and Mashach. Mashachad, like anointed, Moshiach, their duties, the camp purification, purifying the camp, the restitution for wrongdoings committed, speaks on the wife accused of unfaithfulness, which Hebraically is known as the Sota, from like Sata. Interesting, it kind of like means like to kind of swerve in that sense. But the wife who was accused, what was to be done? The Nazirite vow, HaNazir, the vow of the Neder of the Nazirite. Also the priestly Barake, the blessing, and the consecration, right? And the livication, the dedication, the Hanukkah of the Mizbeach, the initiation of the tabernacle and the altar in particular, right? Naso, once again, this Shabbat Naso, this Torah reading and feeding, has the largest number of letters, Hebrew letters and Hebrew words and verses of any of the 54 weekly Torah readings and feedings. This parsha here, from a Hebrew perspective, is made up of 1,632 Hebrew letters, 2,264 Hebrew words, 176 verses, and 311 lines in a Torah, in a Sefer Torah, in a, like a Torah scroll. Remember, this is dealing with numbers, so there's a lot of interesting number kind of connections to this as well. Well, parts of this particular reading that's read often in like May or June, right? Not always, but typically in these times and season. And on the first Shabbat, on the first Sabbath after Shabuot, after the Feast of Shabuas, the Feast of Weeks, right? The harvest. As this parsha, this reading and feeding, it includes the narrative of the consecration of the tabernacle. So Torah observant Yehudi and faithful also read parts of it as Torah readings on the 8 days of Hanukkah, when it's commemorated, when we commemorate the re-consecration, the re-livication of the temple in Jerusalem after the Greek Seleucid outrage, when they had profaned the temple and all of that, and there was a war for the liberty. Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 to 17, this is the Torah reading for the first day of Hanukkah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 18 to 29, this is the Torah reading for the second day of Hanukkah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 24 to 35, this is the Torah reading for the third day of Hanukkah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 30 to 41 is the Torah reading for the fourth day of Hanukkah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 36 to verse 47 is a Torah reading for the fifth day of Hanukkah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 42 to 47 is the second Torah reading for the sixth day of Hanukkah. Because, you know, when it occurs on Rosh Chodesh, that's like the new month, the new moon, has Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15. As its first reading. And Numbers chapter 7, verse 48 to 59 is the Torah reading for the seventh day, when it does not, you know, when the holy season does not occur like on Rosh Chodesh, on the new month, the new moon. And Numbers chapter 7, verses 48 to 53 is the second Torah reading for the seventh day, when it does correspond with the new month, the Rosh Chodesh. In that case, Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15 is the first reading. Numbers chapter 7, verse 54 to chapter 8, verse 4 is the Torah reading for the eighth day. Now, when the day of Hanukkah, when it occurs on a Shabbat, however, the regular weekly Torah reading for that particular Shabbat is the first Torah reading for that day. And the following reading from the Parsha Naso are the Maftir Torah readings. The Maftir is like the last part of the seventh reading. Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 to 17 is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading for the first day. Numbers chapter 7, verses 18 to 23 is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading for the second day. Numbers chapter 7, verse 24 to 29 is the Maftir Torah reading for the third day. Numbers chapter 7, verses 30 to 35 is the Maftir Torah reading for the fourth day. Numbers chapter 7, verse 36 to 41 is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading for the fifth day. Numbers chapter 7, verses 42 to 47 is the additional Maftir Torah reading for the sixth day of Hanukkah, because it occurs on Rosh Chodesh, has Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 to 15 as its sixth Aliyah. Numbers chapter 7, verses 48 to 53 is the Maftir Torah reading for the seventh day. And finally here, Numbers chapter 7, verses 54 to chapter 8, verse 4 is the additional Maftir Torah reading for the eighth day. I know that's a lot right there, but it's very interesting. Some of the Chavarim and practicing this, there's an interesting harmony and symmetry, you know, another level, you know, that we mature and we grow, you know, study to learn, learn to do. Now, in traditional Sabbath Torah reading, the Parsha is divided, as we mentioned, into seven readings known as Aliyot. Aliyot, collective, singular, Aliyah, the Aliyah. Finally, right here, right? I'd like to go through some of the other days and some particular points of interest. Remember, here we have the Nazarite, you know, the Nazarite vow. You know, here we have the priestly blessing, just those themes in itself. Why is the priestly blessing connected with the Nazarite vow chapter? And notice that many of the commands are to the sons, to the mandam of Yisrael. There's a few to women too as well, but more to the mandam. But here with this vow of a Nazarite, there's a very much an equal opportunity, whether a man or a woman. That's also a point of interest and reasoning. But then at the end of the chapter, we have the priestly blessing. Just drawing that particular item out. Not to even mention the connection of Hanukkah, that what was done in the time of Maccabees. I and I asked the fire once about the Maccabee this, the Maccabee that. But let's, you know, study to show ourselves approved. And that's His Majesty, Kadamali Hada Selassie, I and I, Godfather, and King of Kings says, to learn the truth for I and I self. The seventh reading here, Numbers chapter 7, verses 72 to 89. This is short here, Likul Batalua. In the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the same Roshim in the Hebrew, these Rasoch in the Amharic, the Roshim, the Nasim, the princes from the remaining tribes. They then bring their Hanukkah livication offerings for HaMizbeach, for the brazen altar. When Moshe went into the tent of meeting, into the Ohel Moed, the tent of the Moed, the appointment, to speak with HaElohim, Moshe would hear, this is where the seventh reading seals up. Moses, when he would go into the tent of appointment, known as the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, to speak with HaElohim, with the Elohim, Moses would hear the voice. He would hear the voice addressing him from above the cover of the ark that was on top of the ark, and between the two kirubim, between the two cherubim. And thus HaElohim spoke to him. So when ones and ones say, well, according to the narrative, this ark was some sort of a communication device. According to the rites and rituals, he would have to enter in with aishens, with a proper incense offering. And as he offered that, the word says that between the two kepraim, the kirubim, and above the kaporet, the mercy seat, this is where Moshe would hear the voice of Yahweh Eloheinu speaking with him. And this is how this Naso, this is where the Naso Torah reading and feeding fulfills. As we said right here, we have the Sabbath day Psalm, Psalm 92. And then we have today's daily Psalm, Psalm 93, which is also the Friday evening Psalm. So the Friday evening Psalms, the evening Psalms always remain these particular Psalms. So here we have Psalm 93 in a double way. And what's interesting here in sealing up right here, sealing up the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah of the Shabbat, the welcoming, the Kabbalat Shabbat, we usually read the Sabbath Psalm 92, give thanks to Ras Anbesa Army Gideon for that Shabbat peace chant that was based on that song, that tune there based on Psalm 92, the Sabbath day psalm. We reverse the order on the Kabbalat Shabbat. So we would read the Sabbath day psalm, Psalm 92, and then we would seal up with Psalm 93, which is the Friday evening psalm. So we're going to save today's daily psalm until after we come to a fulfillment there, basically after we ride up with Psalm 92, the psalm appointed for the Shabbat day, witnessed by Yehudim, Torah observant Yehudim, Jews, black or white or otherwise, and also recorded in some of the ancient writings of the Judeo-Christian Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, historically speaking. Here, today's daily psalm, slika, come, pull. Today, Shabbat psalm, daily psalm coming up after this. Yes, I, again, Degna.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him.
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם כרמי, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
Yes, yes, yes. So here. So here, Psalm 93, Friday evening psalm, as well as today's daily psalm coming forward.
Shalom, Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Friday evening psalm here for the Shabbat Eve right here, a double right here. So here we have a 3-in-1, the English, KJV, we have the Hebrew, and also the Royal Amharic from the HSV right here. Today's daily psalm, Friday evening psalm, perfect storm rhythm right here. And Degana, come again.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor Tzad de Gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh, lavesh Adonai oz hit azar, af tikon tevel baltimot. Nachon kisacha me'az me'olam ata. Nase'u neharot Adonai, nase'u neharot kolam, yis'u neharot dochyam. Nikolot mayim rabbim, adirim mishbere yam. אדיר במרום אדוני, עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאווה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Perfect song. መዝሙር 92 በቅንፍ 93 በሰንበት ቀን የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ክብርንም ለበሰ እግዚአብሔር ኃይልን ለበሰ ታጠቀም ዓለምን እንዳትናወጣጠን ዙፋንህ ከጥንት ጀምሮ የተዘጋጀ ነው አንተም ከዘላለም ነህ አቤቱ ወንዞች ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Here we have today's daily song, we have song time according to the royal court.
Mizmor Tzad de Gimal Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh Adonai Oz Hit Azar Aftikon Tevel Baltimot Nachon Kisacha Meaz Meolam Ata נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek, the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor. Sadai Gimel, Mizmor Sadai Gamel, Psalm 93, Psalm XCIII, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadai Gimel, Sadai Gamel, hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed, he has girded himself with strength. Yahuwah Malaka Geuta Lavesh Lavesh Yahuwah Olzahita Zara Zara Zara. Here. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou, the I, thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence or respect thee, I, O King of the nations? Of the nations. Of the nations. Of the nations.
Gadol ata, v'gadol shimcha, bia gevura, mi lo yirayeka, melech ha-goyim.
Thou, the I, art great, gadol ata, and thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength.
With gadol shimcha, be a gevura, who would not fear reverence, who would not respect the I, me, lo, yirayeka, O King of the nations, melech
ha-goyim,
ha-kadosh, baruch hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, ask Yirmiyahu, ask Ermias, ask Jeremiah, quote, Thou callest me King of the nations, Thou, the I, callest I, King of the nations, Melech HaGoyim. But am I not King of Yisrael? Am I not King of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, Because thou, the I, saidest to me, saidest I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyi netatika. I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyi netatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call thee I king of the nations also. For it befitteth thee, I. Even here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias chapter 10, verse 7, where it reads, For it befitteth thee, for it befitteth thee, I. Ki leka yata, for it befitteth thee, I. This kingship befits thee, the I. Ki leka yata. Rav Hanina taught, There is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And there is another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be he becomes his clothes, and his clothes become him. The Lord reigneth,
He is clothed with majesty.
Majesty.
Majesty. Yahuwah Malak. Geut Lavesh. Jehovah reigneth. Hath become king. Yahuwah Malak.
Malak.
Carne.
Malak.
Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Geut Lavesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eloah, blessed be He, is clothed with seven garments. With one, He was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geuta Labesh. Names that which clothed Him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gao da'ah. I will sing to Jehovah, Ashira la Yahuwah, for He is highly exalted. Kia gao ga'ah, for He triumphed with majesty. Ki gao ga'ah, Ashira la Yahuwah, kia gao ga'ah. And with another, He was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai, for, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, here at the Beit, the second verse, which reads, the Lord is clothed. He hath girded Himself with strength. Laresh Yahuwah Oza, Hita Azar, Jehovah is clothed. Laresh Yahuwah, He hath girded Himself with strength. Oz, Hita Azar. Now here a Midrash note. Although the Midrash says Psalm 93 verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the Midrash note says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refman in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4:148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93:2, rather quoting Psalm 29:11, where it reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. Yahuwah Oz Le Amo Yitain, Jehovah will give strength to His people. Yahuwah Oz Le Amo Yitain. This here names the strength, the Oz, the strength that He gave Amo, that He gave His people at Sinai, the strength that He gave His people at Sinai, and with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 59:17, it reads, He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilbasha bigdeya nakoma tia leboshet. And He put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilbasha bigdeya nakama tia leboshet. And also in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of His temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of His temple. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, nikamata hekalo, for it is the vengeance of He who be who He be. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, for she is the vengeance of He who be who He be. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, nikamata hekalo, the vengeance of hekalo, of His temple. And with another in the war with Medea. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 59:17, where it reads, He put on righteousness
as a coat of mail. He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayelbash al tzedaka kashiryan, and he put on righteousness. Vayelbash al tzedaka as a coat of mail. Kashiryan. Vayelbash al tzedaka kashiryan. Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consists of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of Harasha, the Risha'im, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal, and with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 1, where it reads, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozra? This one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozra? This one glorious in his apparel. Mi ze ba medom chmuta be kadima mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze ba medom chmuta be kadim mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Who is this? Mizeh. Who is this? Mizeh. Who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Me'edom. Mizeh ba me'edom. With crimson garments from Bozra. Chemuta dikadim. Mi'batra. This that is glorious. Zeh hador in his apparel. Bia levusho. Bi levusho. Mi ze ba me dom chemutza bikadima mi batra ze hador bia levusho. And with the seventh garment in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7 and 9, where it reads, His garment was as white snow. Livusheha kiatelaga chivar. His raiment was as white snow. Livusheha kiatelaga chivar. Livusheha kiatelaga chivar, or Livusheha kiatelaga chivar. His raiment was as white snow. 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 White snow, 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 white snow.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yup, yup, pump up the value every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha, Shim, you're the king. Ha, Shim, you're the king. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch. Cool.
blessing, the bracha, success, haslacha. The world is yours, you offer it to whomever cows you.
Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo, Leolam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Imlo, Leolam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo, Leolam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Imlo, Leolam Va'ed.
Yeah. Wake up my friend, we gone, we praising Hashem with all of our soul. The Kleeper is fighting, we know, we raging a war, we won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn, the H time me. A korban, some sacrifice, yeah, put H on me. We clapping loud, screaming loud, we gonna take the crown. Bring it back straight to the king, then we bow, Malchut complete, yep. Pick up a mitzvah, lay down the hate. Olama ba, or olama zay, the feeling is great, what we can say. Praise Hashem,
now
his name is great.
Like the shine upon your crown. Yeah, we're up so high in the midnight sky, and we'll never come back down.
Yes, 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 Nassim and God Elbaz right there. Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, the name, deference to the Yahuwah, not to say his name in vain. Sometimes we say Hashem, which is the name. Hashem Melech, the name is king. Hashem Malach, the name is coronated. The name rules as king.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi,
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 Bakadamawi, Bakadamawi,
Slavia.
The whole place is doomed forever.
Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, our father, King David's rock. Your honor, we give our lot. The stronger we cling, you drop. The blessing, the bracha. Success, hatlacha, or success, Hatzlaka. The world is yours. You offer it to whomever calls you. Wake up, my friend. We gone. We praising Hashem with all of our soul. The Kleeper, referring to the demons and the other kind of negative entities, is fighting. We know. We waging a war. We won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn. The Aish, Tamid. Aish, fire, tamid, even the Torah reading and feeding, the Aish, tamid, the continual fire, the eternal fire, but in the sense of the continual fire, the fire will burn, the Aish, tamid, or korban, korban, which is sacrifice, or korban, self-sacrifice. Yep, put Aish on me. We clap it loud, scream it loud. We're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow, Malchut, complete. Malchut, Malchut is the Hebrew for the kingdom. Malchut, Malchut, complete. Yep, pick up a mitzvah, mitzvah, commandment. Lay down the chet, the chet, chet. Chet is like to say the ukkari, right? The falling short, the missing the mark, the sin. Pick up a mitzvah, lay down the chet. Olam haba or olam hazeh. Olam haba, the world to come, or olam hazeh, this world. Olam haba or olam hazeh.
The feeling is great when we can say, praise Hashem. His name is great. Hashem Malek, Hashem Malak.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Any questions? Wait. Hear this.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people here in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found. Almighty God, Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Yea, the world is established. That it cannot,
that it
be
cannot,
moved.
That it cannot, that it cannot.
Yea, the world is established. That it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevela baltimot. Yea, the world, his world, is established that it cannot be moved. Hear, today's daily song. Mizmor tzadai gimel, tzadai gamel. Here, verse 1. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevel baltimot. Rav Aibu told a mashal, a parable, a mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, to whom at the very beginning of his reign, a certain legion sang a song of praise of Isis. So Hamelech, the king, gave the legion an honor that was never to be taken away from it. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, began to reign over his world, the waters were the first to sing a song of praise of Isis to him. As is said, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, verse 4, above the voice of many waters, above the voice of many waters, mikolot mayim rabim, above the voices, above the voices of many waters, mikolot Mayim Rabim. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters, as ye live, as y'all live, I shall bestow an honor upon you, as is said, even in Psalm 104, Hebraically verse 5, O Lord, thou didst establish the earth upon its foundations of water, an honor that shall not be removed forever. Yasad eret ala mekoneha balatimot olama vaed, who disestablish the earth upon its foundations. Yasad eret ala mekoneha, who disestablish the earth upon her foundations. Yasad eret ala mekoneha balatimot olam vaed, that it should not be moved forever and ever. Balatimot olam wa'ed. Hence here, yea, the world is established. It cannot be removed. Af tikon tevel balatimot. Thy throne is established of old. Hear. Mizmor tzadai. Gimel, Adai Gamel, Psalm 93, here the bait verse, verse 2. Nakona kiseka me'az me'olam ata. Nakona kiseka me'az me'olam ata. This his throne is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory. Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, HaTorah, the Torah, Yisrael, Israel, the Mikdash, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and Teshuvah, and repentance. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory, the King Messiah, the Torah, Israel, the sanctuary, and repentance. Of the throne of glory, it is written, "Thy throne is established of old." Thy throne is established of old. Nakon kiseka me az me olam. Ata. Of Melech HaMashiach, of the King Messiah, Negus, Messiah, it is written even in Psalm 72 and 17, Hebraically, his name shall be continued before the sun. His name shall be continued before the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo, or Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. His name shall be continued before, in front of, in the face of the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. And here the Kativ, Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo. Of HaTorah, of the Torah, it is written, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs 8 and 22, it is written, "The Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old." Yahweh anani reshita darko edema mif alayo meaz. Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. Yahuwah kanani reishit darko, the first of his works, the first of his works of old. Edom mif alayo me'az. Of Yisrael, it is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically, the second verse, 74 and 2, "Remember thy congregation, which of old thou, the I, didst make thine own." Remember thy, the I, congregation, aggregation, that of old, thou, the I, didst make thine own. Zekora edateka, kanita edem, remember thy congregation. Zekora edateka, that thou, that the I, hast gotten of old. Kanita edem, kanita edem. And here, Midrash note, reference to the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 74 and 1, here in the notes, "Remember thy congregation, that thou, the I, didst make thine own." Psalm 74, verse 2, Zekor edateka, anita edem. What does the phrase edem of old prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of it, the Israelites, His own. As is said, even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, "Lord, Thou, the I, hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou, the I, hadst formed the earth and the world." Hear, Mizmor Adai, Tefillah Lemoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer, Tefillah Lemoshe, of Moses, Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God, Ish HaElohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu, Bedora Vadora, Vitrema Harima Yuladu, Vata Cholela Retza Vitavella. Lord Adonai Ma'on On Ata, thou hast been I and I dwelling place. Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu Bidor Wador, in all
generation, Bidor Wador, Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, before the mountains were birthed. Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, Wata Cholela Reta Witavella, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Wata Cholela Reta Witerel, or ever the eye hadst form the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Of the sanctuary, it is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 17 and 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our, of I and I, sanctuary. Kise kavoda maroma meya rishona mikoma mikadeshenu. Thou, throne of glory, kise kavoda, on high marom, from the beginning, me rishon. Kise kavod marom me rishon. Thou, the eye, thou place of our sanctuary, mikoma mikadeshenu. Of repentance, it is said, even in Psalm 90, Hebraically, the second and the third verse, Psalm 90, it is said, before the mountains were brought forth, thou, the eye, turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye children of men. Vitarem harima yuladu, tashuv, tashuv enosha adadaka, vatomera, shuvu vne adam. Before the mountains were brought forth, Bitarem harima yuladu, thou turnest man to contrition, tasheva enosh adadaka, and sayest vatomer, return, shuvu, ye your children of Adam, shuvu bnei Adam. Bitarem harima yuladu, tasheva enosh adadaka, vatomer shuvu bnei Adam. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. Nasu neharot Yahuwah, nasu neharot ha-kolam. Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught, when the Philistines captured Ha-Aron, captured the Tabot, when the Philistines captured the Ark, they lifted themselves up in pride, saying, we have captured not only Ha-Aron, but also Ha-Elohim, Ha-El, the true good, the true God, in Ha-Aron, in the Ark. Of this it is written, the floods have lifted up, O Jehovah, the floods, being the Philistines, the Philistines, Nasu Neharot, Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot, 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 the floods, being the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings 5 and 1, from the flood, the land of the Philistines, from the flood, the land of the Philistines. Here, 1 Kings 5 and 1, here in the King James Version, this is found in 1 Kings 4 and 21. More of the fuller verse. Ushlomo haya moshella be kola hamam lakota mina hanahar eret pelishtim. Here. 1 Kings 4 and 21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river, the floods, the river, to the land of the Philistines, to the land of the Philistines. Ushlomo haya moshel be kola hamam lakota mina hanahar eret pelishtim. And here, Midrash note, the P.E., the printed edition, and Padua, the E.T., the edited text, it cites Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 8 and 7, which some say is not quite opposite. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias 8 and 7, according to Midrash note, where it reads, now therefore behold, the Lord, Adonai, bringeth up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
Vilakena Hine Adonaya Ma Ille Elehem Etameya Hanahara Ha is Umima Viharabima Etamelek Ashura V Eta Kola Kavodo V Allah Allah Kola Efikayo V Halaka Allah Kola Gedotayo. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Tzadai Gamel. Hear, the third verse, Psalm 93, verse 3. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Yesu Neharota Dakyam. Or, as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu Neharota Dakyam. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said, when the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments. Of the phrase, I shall be the tearing of them. Dakyam. I shall be the tearing of them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines, was torn to pieces. But Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. And here the Midrash note says that this refers to the mice. The Midrash note here brings us out by saying that this here refers to the mice, wherewith the Philistines were smitten. Here, see, refer to 1 Samuel 5 and 6, and also to Psalm 78, Midrash note 11. And here in Psalm 78, in the Midrash Tehillim, in the study of the Psalms, the 11th Midrash note, here, zooming in to the tearing, the dakyam, here it says, Rav Yehuda, Judah said the name of Rabbi, Rebbe. The story of the frogs is one of a number of instances when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gave mastery to the frail over the tough. The other instances are these, such as the mice of the Philistines, or the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Samuel 5 and 6, the hand of the Lord smote them with mice. The hand of the Lord smote them with mice. Vatikavada yad Yahuwah illaha ashadodim. Vayashimema vayakotama ba'ifolima eta ashtoda ve'eta gevuleha. But the hand of Jehovah was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the borders thereof. Even if a Philistine squatted to ease himself in a copper vessel or bench, a mouse would spring up. The vessel would split open of itself, and the mouse would leap up and pull out the Philistine's bowels. Therefore, here the reference to the mice wherewith the Philistines were smitten, 1 Samuel 5 and 6, see the footnote reference, and also Psalm 78 in the Midrash, the 11th note on Psalm 78. Hence, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93, where it reads, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, O Jehovah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Nasu Neharot, Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot HaKolam. Yesu Neharot Dakyam. Another comment on the floods have lifted up, O Lord. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Rav Berakaya said in name of Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, the waters lifted themselves up and came near the throne of glory, as is written even in Bereshit in Genesis 1 and 2, where it says, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Veruach
Elohim merachefet al bnei hamayi. And the spirit of Elohim, with Ruach Elohim, hovered over the face of the waters. Merachefet al pnei hamayi. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 32:11, where it reads, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, hovereth over her young. Kunesha ya'irakino, Allah gozalo ayirachef. As an eagle that stirreth up her nest, Kunesha ya'irakino, hovereth over her young. Al gozalo yirachef. Here, midrash note. The second verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy, is cited as an indication of how very close Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, was to the face of the waters. Ha-mayi. When the word went forth from the mouth of the Almighty, from the mouth of Ha'el El Shaddai, from the mouth of the Almighty, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 1 and 9, where it reads, let the waters be gathered together. Yikavu mayi. Let the waters be gathered together. Yikavu mayi. The mountains and hills rose up from the uttermost parts of the earth, of the earthly plane, and were scattered over the whole earth, so that there were many valleys in the earth's surface, and the waters rolled down and were gathered into the valleys, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 9, the gathering together of the waters called he seas. Here in the Sefer Bereshit, here in Genesis, it's actually the 10th verse, and God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters he sees. And God saw that it was good. Vayikra Elohim layabasha eret u'alea mikreya hamayim akara yamim vayare Elohim kitov. Forthwith the waters lifted themselves up and rose to cover the earth, the earthly plain, as in the Bereshit, in the beginning. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then the Holy One, blessed be He, rebuked them and subdued them beneath the sole of His feet, and measured out the extent with His span, so that they should neither enlarge nor diminish. As a man makes a hedge for his vineyard, so he made the sand into a hedge for the sea. Thus, like this, when the waters rise and see the sand before them, they turn back. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah 5:22, fear y'all not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? Ha'oti lo terau? Nuum Yahuwah, im mipanai loa tachilu, asher samti chol agvul alayam, haka olama velo ya'avarenhu, vayayita da'eshu velo yukalu, v'hamua galayu, velo ya'avarenhu. Fear you're not me, fear you're not I. Ha'oti, lo terau. Will y'all not tremble at my presence, saith Jehovah? Ha'oti lo terau num Yahuwah, ima mipanai loa tachilu, who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea. Asher samti chola gvula layam, an everlasting ordinance, haka olam, that it cannot pass, with lo ya'avarenhu, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, wayita ga'ishu, yet can they not prevail, with lo yukalu, though they roar, though they roar, Wihamua Galayo, yet can they not pass over it, with lo ya'abarunhu. Indeed, ere the waters were gathered, the deeps were created. And what are these deeps? They are the ones under the earth, under the earthly plane. For the earth is stretched out above the deeps. For the earthly plane is stretched out above the deeps. Like a ship that floats in the heart of the sea, so the earth, the earthly plane, is stretched out above the waters. As is said even in Psalm 136, Hebraically verse 6, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz al-hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz, to him that spread forth the earth. Liroka ha'aretz, above all the waters. Hamayim, al hamayim. Liroka ha'aretz, al hamayim. But those other waters, whither, where did they go? Rav Berakiah taught in the name of Rav Yudana ben Lewi, who taught in the name of Rav Yehuda ha-Lewi bar Rav Shalom. Consider two bowls. When one is full and the other is empty, the full one can be poured into the empty one. But if both bowls are full, what can one do with them? On the other hand, bags that are filled with air, can take up all the space of the banqueting room. But when the air is pressed out of them, they can be put away in one corner. Just so, when the whole earth was filled with water up on waters, with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? Here, Midrash note right here concerning, just so when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters, that is, when the elements that make up the earth were still in a liquid state. Anin lechozer, just so when the whole earth was filled with waters up on waters, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He trod down upon them, so that the ear came out of them, as is said even in Job 12 and 15. Behold, he holdeth the waters together, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. And also, Elohim, God, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. And here also in Eob, in Job 9 and 8, Elohim, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. Vidorek, Allah ba'mote yam, and treadeth, vidorek, up on all the waves, ba'mote of the sea, yam. Wedorek Allah bamote yam. And also, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Here, Psalm 33, verse 7, that reads, He gathereth the waves, the waters. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Kones Kaneda Mehayam, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, or he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Kones Kaned Mehayam. Then where did the waters go? Rav Lewi, Levi, said, as the waters were seizing, asking one another, whither, where shall we go? Ha'el,
the true God, High Elohim, said, to the sea, to the sea. Now here, Midrashno, play on the term, this is a play on the term, to the sea, here in the Midrashno, a play on the Hebraic term, dakyam, dakyam, dakyam or dakyam, dakyam, they're seething, and derek yam, toward the sea, or the way of the sea, derek yam. So here we have a Hebraicism of the term dakyam, which means they're seething, and derek yam, they're seething and toward the sea. So where do the waters go? Rav Lewi said, as the waters were seething, dakyam, asking one another, whither shall we go? Where shall we go? Elohim said, derek yam, to the sea, according to Rab Abba Bar Kahana, Elohim said, to this place, to that place. According to Rav Huna, Elohim said, to this sea, to that sea. Rab Barakaya, in the name of Ben Azai, commented, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was a setter of bounds for the waters, as is said even in Psalm 29, verse 3, Hebraically, the voice of the Lord is for the waters. Olio al hamayim, the voice of Jehovah is up on the waters. Kol Yahuwah al hamayim, the voice of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah, is for the waters. Al hamayim. Hence, here, the floods lift up their seething. The floods lift up their seething. Yisoo neharot dakyam. The floods lift up their seething. Yisoo neharot dakyam. 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 Dakyam.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kadamal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Here, the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Mikolot ha-mayim, rabim adarim, mishbrei yam, out of the voices, mikolot, out of the voices, mikolot ha-mayim, rabim, of many waters, adarim, mishbrei yam, the mighty breakers of the sea. It happened that when Hadrian Caesar sought to fathom the depth of the Adriatic Sea, he took ropes and kept lowering them for 3.5 years until he heard a heavenly voice that said, Hadrian will end ere his rope does, before his rope does. Here, Midrash note, the alternate reading, the great sea, the ocean, for the Adriatic Sea, the alternate reading is the great sea, ocean. This seems to be preferable. The maximum depth of the Adriatic Sea is in the vicinity of 800 fathoms, or 4,800 feet, considerably less than a mile. Hadrian would not have needed 3.5 years to measure it, and he had ample supplies of rope for it. On the other hand, it would have been in character for Hadrian to dare measure the supposedly bottomless depth of the Great Sea. Note that the next paragraph also speaks of the Great
of
Sea.
The great of sea. The great of sea.
Again, Hadrian Caesar, Hadrian Caesar, Hadrian Caesar sought to know how the waters praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so he made chests of glass into which he put men, and then lowered the chests into the great sea. When the men came up, they said, "We have heard the waters of the great sea praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise the Holy One, blessed be He." Thus wise, here it is written, the Lord on high is mighty. Adira Bamaroma Yahuwah, Jehovah on high is mighty. Adira Bamarom Yahuwah. In a different comment, the verse here is read, the floods have carried off. The floods have carried off the Lord. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. The floods have carried off Jehovah. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Woyo. Hoi vey. To the Rishaim, the Rasha, the wicked, the ratchet, Goyim, the wicked nations, nationalities, ethnicities, international community, who think that they carried off only Yisrael. Woe yo to the wicked nations who think that they carried off only Israel into captivity. For not only Israel have the wicked, the ratchet nations carried off into captivity, but the floods have carried off Jehovah. Naso Neharot Yahuwah. The floods, Neharot, being the nations. Neharot, the floods, being Hagoyim, being the nations, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community, the nationalities, of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 17 and 12. Ah, the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Ah, Hoya, Himon, Amim, Rabim. Ah, the uproar of many peoples, Hoi, Hemon, Amim, Rabim, that roar like the roaring of the seas. Ka Hemota Yamima Yechemayun, and the rushing of nations, and the rushing of nations that rush. Ua Sheona Leumima Kia Sheon, like the rushing of mighty waters. Mayima kabirima yishaun. Therefore, it is said, the floods have carried off Jehovah. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their breaking. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Nasu neharot akolam. Yisu neharot dakyam. That is, by persecutions and false prosecutions, Hagoyim, the nations, broke the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to bits. But now, the floods will come and also break the wicked, the ratchet nations, the Goyim, to bits. Hence here, the reading, the floods lift up their breaking. Yisu Neharot Dakyam, the floods lift up their breaking. Yisu Neharot Dakyam. By the noise of many waters, hear, hear, hear. The Dalet, the fourth verse, by the noise of many waters. Mikolota mayi rabi. In the next verse is meant that the wicked nations, nationalities, the wicked goyim, Gentiles, they came into the Beit Mikdash, into the holy temple, the holy Heikal, and made a noise of triumph within it, within her. Thus, like this also scripture says, even in Lamentations 2 and 7, they have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn feast. Kol ha-natnua b'beit Yahweh k'yom ha-moed. They have made a noise in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast, as in the day of a moed, appointed feast. Kol ha-natnua b'beit Yahweh k'yom ha-moed. That is, Hagoi, the nations, made a noise of triumph in the holy temple. In a different exposition, the phrase here is read, the noise of great waters, Mikolota Mayim Rabim, the noise of great waters, and means that the waters of the deep are called great waters, Mayim Rabim. For it is said even in Habakkuk 3 and 15, thou didst walk through the sea with thy horses, through the heap of great waters. Da rakta vayama susekha, thou, the eye, has trodden the sea with thy horses. Da rakta vayama susekha, the foaming of mighty waters. Chomer mayima rabim. This verse proves that the waters of the deep are called great waters, mayim rabim. And the proof, minnayim, that the waters on high are called mayim rabim. It is said, even in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 23 to 24, under the firmament, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Vitahata harakia, and under the firmament. Vitahata harakia. Vaishma'a etakola ka nefehem kukola mayi rabi. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Vaishma'a etakola ka nefehem k'kola mayim rabim. A mashal, a parable, a mashal of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, who had two legions. When hamelech, when the king and the negus visited with the one, it was called great. For it was said, great is the legion with whom hamelech, with whom the king visits. And when Hamelech, when the king, when the negus, even negus neges, came down to the other legion, it was said, great is this legion to whom Hamelech comes. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, is on high. The waters on high are called great waters, are called Mayim Rabim, as is said, under the firmament, v'tachata harakia, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Wa'eshma etekola ka nefehem, k'kola mayim ravim, like the voice of the Almighty, like the voice of the Almighty. K'kola Shaddai, k'kola Shaddai, like the voice of Shaddai, like the voice of the Almighty. Yechezkel, Ezekiel 1 and 24. When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim comes down to the deep, the waters of the deep are called Mayim Rabim, are called great waters, as is said even in Habakkuk 3 and 15, thou, the eye, didst walk through the sea with thy horses. The eye didst walk, did trod through the sea with thy horses, through the heap of great waters. Hear, 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 in Habakkuk 3 and 15. Darakta bayama suseka, chomer mayim ravim. Thou didst walk, did trod through the sea with thy horses. Da rakta bayama suseka, through the heap of great waters. Chomer mayim ravim, or the foaming of mighty waters. Chomer mayim ravim. Thy testimonies are very sure. Let make holiness, make idleness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore, forevermore. Here, here, here. The hey verse here, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadai Gimel Sadai Gamel. Edoteka ne emnu amoda le reteka. Naiva Kodesh Yahuwah Li Orek Mai Yami Li Orek Yami. Thy testimonies are very sure. Edoteka Ne Emnu Amod. Make idleness, holiness become thy house. Li Veteka Naiva Kodesh. O Jehovah Yahuwah, forevermore, forevermore, le orek yamin, for length of days, le orek yamin, forevermore, le orek yamin, for length of days. Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, when Thou, the Eye, makest low the voice of HaTorah, the voice of the Torah, the direction, the instruction, and the voice of the holy temple. Then dost thou raise up the voice of the wicked, of the ratchet nations, the goy. And when thou, the eye, raises up the voice of HaTorah, of the Torah, and the voice of the Beit Mikdash, of the holy temple, then dost thou, the eye, make low the voice of the Rishaim, Goyim, the ratchet, the wicked nations. Accordingly, in let holiness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore. Le veiteka naiva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yamin. Make idleness, holiness, become thy house, O Jehovah, forevermore, for length of days. Le beiteka naiva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yamin. It is as though Moses said, when thou again settest holiness, idleness, kodesh, in thy house, le beiteka, make it not be for a time as at the first time, but make it be for eternity. Rav Shimon, Simon taught, in the Torah are mentioned 13 attributes of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'elohim. Through every one of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may grant mercy to the B'nai Yisrael, may grant mercy to the sons, to the children of Israel, may grant mercy to the Israelites. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Vayavor Yahuwah ala panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah el rachuma vechanun rekapayim v'rava chesed v'eimet. Notzer chesed alay lafim noseh avon v'pesha'a v'chata'a v'nakei lo yinake poked evona avota ala banima v'ala b'neya vanima ala shia leshima v'ala ribaim. And Jehovah passed by before him Waya ebor Yahuwah Allah panayu and proclaim Wayikra the Lord God merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Wayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rachum, Wechanun, Rekapayim, Weraba Chesed, Weemet. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation. Notzer Chesed Lalafim. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Nose aona wa pesha we chata'a, 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 chata'a. Rab said that there are 11 such attributes. And ha Ravim, the Rebbe, not the rabbis, scholars of Torah, they said that there are 10 such. Which one of these attributes was Moshe, was Moses thinking of when he prostrated himself in prayer, in tefillah? Rab said, the attribute of his being abundant in goodness. V'rav chesed, and abundant in goodness. V'rav chesed, and abundant in goodness. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 34 and 8, and Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. Vaymahera Moshe, vayikoda arza, vayishatachu, and Moshe made haste. Vaymahera Moshe, Moses made haste and bowed his head. Vayikoda toward the earth, arza, vayikoda arza, and worshipped. Vayishatachu. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob said, the attribute of his being long-suffering, the attribute, erekapayim, long-suffering, long nose, long-suffering. The Rebbeinat, the rabbis, Haravim, said, the attribute of mercy, of chesed. And here you hear a midrash note on Moses made haste. Vaymahir Moshe, Vaymahir Moshe, and Moses made haste as Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes, as Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes, Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste, Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac taught that Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when a man sins, when a man ucks up, why dost thou, the I, not punish him at once? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, replied, thou wilt have occasion to mention my slowness to anger, my attribute of Erekapayi, long nose, slowness to anger. If any other man had spoken thus like this, he would have spoken shamefully. But thou, the I to whom I revealed my attributes, my midot, shouldest thou speak thus? As thou livest, as the I livest, thou wilt have occasion to call upon them. And indeed, not long afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, said to Moshe, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14 and 12, I will smite them. I will smite them with the pestilence and destroy them.
Akenu.
I will smite them. With the pestilence. Vadever. Akenu. Badever. Badever. I will smite them with the dever. Akenu. Badever. And destroy them. Veorishenu. Akenu. Badevera. Veorishenu. Whereupon Moshe entreated,
entreated.
Let make the power of the Lord be great, according as thou, the eye, has spoken, saying, the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Hear, hear, hear. In Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 to 18, Moshe entreated, let the power of the Lord be great, according as thou, as the eye, has spoken, saying, the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Ve'ata yigdal na koha, koach Adonai. And now I pray the Adonai. Ve'ata yigdal na koach Adonai ka'asher dibarta lemor. And now I pray the I. Let make the power of Adonai be great, according as thou, as the I, has spoken, saying, Ve'ata yigdal na koach Adonai ka'asher dibarta lemor. Yahuwah rekapayim v'rava chesed. Jehovah is slow to anger. Yahuwah rekapayim, and plenteous in loving kindness. V'rava chesed v'rab chesed. Yahuwah rekapayim v'rava chesed. Rav Haggai. Haggai related. When I used to go down into the Knesset, the Mikrav, the synagogue of Tiberius, the one with the double colonnade, I would hear the voices of young children within the Knesset, within the Mikrav, within the synagogue, within the gathering together, within the Hebrew church, all of them blessing Adonai, blessing the Lord, saying, thy testimonies are very sure for the prolonging of our days. Edoteka ne'emnu me'od, thy testimonies, edoteka, are very sure, ne'emnu me'od, for the prolonging of our days. Le'oreka yamin, edoteka ne'emnu me'od, le'oreka yamin. Lest it be argued that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, prolongs his patience with Harasha, with the ratchet, with the Rishayim, with the wicked. He also prolongs his patience with Ha'tzadik, with the Tzadikim, with the righteous. Therefore, the next verse says, and the next verse being Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94 and 1, the Lord is a God of vengeance. A God of vengeance shows forth. El nikamot Yahuwah, El nikamot Hofiah. The Lord, Jehovah, is a God, an El. Yahuwah is an El of nikamot. El nikamot Yahuwah, El nikamot. Shows forth, shine forth, Hofiah. And here, 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 Midrash note. The first half of the verse is taken by the commentator to mean that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim takes vengeance upon Harasha, upon the Rishaim, upon the wicked, the ratchet, in due time. The second half, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim takes vengeance, Nikamot, upon Hatzadik, the righteous, the Tzadikim, at the very moment of their transgression.
Transgression. Transgression.
El Nikamot Yahuwah, El Nikamot Hofiah,
Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah,
Hofia, Hofia, shine forth. Yes, I. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, fam.